Remember means to honor the victims of the genocide, but also offering support for the survivors. Unite means to show to the world that reconciliation is possible. And renew is to share experience, because we have suffered a terrible genocide, but we need to share experience to ensure that never again we will have a similar tragedy in other countries of the world.
Now, in Rwanda, more than 60% of the population is under 20 years old today. These are young people who were born after the genocide. Why is it so important for the young generation to be involved in the commemoration of this sad event?
It is very important, as you said, 60% of the whole nation was not born during the genocide. Then this is an additional responsibility for us to perpetuate the memory of the genocide, to perpetuate the message of unity and reconciliation. The prevention of genocide is also one of the goals of the commemoration, because we know that this generation, the coming generation, didn't know or didn't live the genocide, but they can be tempted by all the messages, negative messages, which are in the region, especially the genocide ideology, the genocide denier.
Tell me a little bit more about this genocide denial you are referring to. What form does it take?
There are different forms. There are first those who deny that there was a genocide in Rwanda. There are similar deniers for the Holocaust, for example. They say that it was thus crimes or tribal crimes between Rwandans. And then there are those who are bringing the language of a double genocide or a genocide in general in Rwanda without specifying that it was a genocide against an ethnic group, the Tutsi, but during which there are others who opposed genocide who were also killed.
Now tell me about where Rwanda is when it comes to the process of national reconciliation.
We have really made tremendous progress since 1994. I think people even were skeptical about the fact that Rwandan will reconcile one day. You know, in 94, there are even people who are suggesting to separate Rwanda between Hutu land and Tutsi land. But we say that we have to reconcile. We are all Rwandans. And now there is a new program called Ndi Munyarwanda, I am Rwandan, which is kind of collective therapy when Rwandans say their history, what they went through since they were young, all what they have witnessed, in order to get rid of all the ethnic remains that are still in the Rwandan society, because we are all Rwandans. We have one country, we have one culture, we have one language, unlike many peoples in Africa, and we share the same religions. This program, I think, is a step further towards the full reconciliation of Rwandans.
Are there any lessons that other countries can learn from this experience of Rwanda in promoting reconciliation?
The genocide in Rwanda was 1 million people killed from a population of 7 million in 100 days. I think it's almost a miracle to see where we are in terms of reconciliation. And the message on this particular issue is to say that no matter what you go through, the conflict, the mass atrocities that are committed in your respective countries, reconciliation is still possible. But the only thing is to have that commitment, to have that determination, not to give up, to say that as a country, we can live together no matter the crimes or the conflicts that took place in the country. And the other issue is also to rebuild the country, to have that commitment for peace building, to build an economy, because in a country that is going forward, people don't have the mind and the time to go through those conflicts or disputes based on ethnic groups, because the economic stability is participating in that genocide or conflict prevention.
Are there challenges that Rwanda is facing today?
Yes, as an African country, we are still facing challenges, but we always work to overcome them. We have a population of 11 million for a territory of 26,000 square kilometers, which bring a density of more than 100 people on a square kilometer. But we are working to just alleviate those challenges. If we continue working towards attracting investors, building our economy, I think we will overcome all those challenges.